Okay.
Call the Board of Supervisors meeting for November 20th, 2019 to order at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens Hill, Bauman, Thiemann, Dorn, Byers, and Lytle. Up first is a consent agenda. General agenda, approve minutes of the meeting held November 6, 2019. Approve all claims through November 20th, 2019 in the amount of $592,819.37. Accept claim number 19110118 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $730.75. And claim number 19110213 to Hard Rock Quarries in the amount of $907.84 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve correcting claim total for 11-6-2019 to $439,106.98 instead of $493,106.09. Approve permit number 1144 to Norris Public Power District. They will be boring an electric utility crossing 5 foot below bottom of the ditch under Township Road for 66 feet for a 7.2 kV electric line encased in a 2-inch Corflex pipe to provide service for a new home located approximately 1,687 feet south of the northeast corner of Section 16 and the northwest quarter Section 15, Township 6 North, Range 8 East, Adams Township.
I would move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Lytle. Any discussion? Vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 19110118 to Beatrice Lawn Care, Inc. in the amount of $730.75 and claim number 19110213 to Hard Rock Quarries in the amount of $907.84. This brings the total amount of claims approved through November 20th, 2019 to $594,457.96.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens, second by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 6 in favor with Thiemann abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Larry, if you could give us your name and address.
Larry Alder, 2498 West Ash Road, Portland, Nebraska. Last time I was here with the, was on the agenda, but the end, I missed my chance to explain what I was trying to get across. So hopefully I can read that today. Good morning. I'm here today to talk about the wind turbine project that is planned for Gates County and our text amendment to the wind regulations. We're not trying to rewrite the regulations. We only want to update the regulations by making a couple changes. Gates County regulations now have a 3/8 mile setback from a wind turbine and a sound limit of 40 decibels at night. It's been 5 years since the regulations were first set, and the information that we had then from the wind developers showed that at 40 decibels, a wind turbine would not be able to place any closer than 1 mile from a home. We have recently seen that sound modeling can be manipulated and that information is not always true. 3/8 mile is too close. We're asking for a 1 mile setback, and even that is still too close. The turbines have gotten a lot taller. We're talking about 500 to 600 foot turbines, and at 3/8 mile from your home, the results would be devastating. Not only would you be unable to sell your home, but your property value would drop and living there would be hell. The wind turbine companies have what they call a good neighbor agreement, in which you can become a participant in the project without having any infrastructure or a turbine on your property. If the wind developers want to place a turbine within 1 mile of a home, they should need to use their good neighbor agreement and get a signed contract making that person a paid participant in the project. The second part of our amendment clarifies the language and the method in the testing of the sound. In the Blue Hill project, the wind turbine company is allowed to choose their own testing company and when and how the testing is done. If you go down there and talk to the folks like I have, you see how that's worked out for them down there. We need to update our regulations to protect our county and the people that live in it. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Larry. Anyone else for public comment? Committee reports, building and grounds, winter lights. Morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning. This coming Sunday, the holiday lights will be happening. This will start at 5:30 in the evening, and lights will go on at 6 o'clock. Sounds like perfect weather, so we hope to have a good turnout there. We're having a committee meeting again. Our last one will be this afternoon with the Holiday Lights Committee, and mainly we're talking about plans for next year. We talked about hopefully adding some trees to the north side and maybe some extra lighting on the north side. We noticed that the other side of the courthouse always looks so nice on the north side. Kind of looks plain, so we're going to talk about future plans for that. Sheriff's West Garage remodel is going. I think everyone was hoping it would be a little further along now, but it is picking up speed again this week. Skyline is there today. Actually, just there's a lot of penetrations in the roof, so they're sealing all that up. We're supposed to be getting rain later on this afternoon, so it's just in the nick of time. The electrical, Philippi's coming. Actually, the city has been running, installing new poles and new lines. They have a schedule. They're going to turn off the detention center's power for 2 hours today, starting at 9 o'clock, to do the switch over to the transformer. So that gives Philippi Electric a perfect opportunity to open up the big panel and see exactly where it's going to take power out to a new sub-panel. So this is a good time to be doing this all together. We're still trying to cut costs wherever we can on remodel. The architect did spec out ceramic flooring. People have been having really good luck with vinyl plank flooring, so that would save quite a bit of money on installation, so we're thinking of putting vinyl plank flooring in the lobby area. I did get a proposal from Diode. This was never in the bid. This is something Diode is, it's connected to our existing system, so I left that out of the bid. It did come in. It's 6 card readers, 3 cameras, a DVR that would be just for that area, and a power over Ethernet switch, so they'd have their own switch in there. That came to $13,792.27. $2,792 of that cost was for cabling, installing the ends in the rack. I could shave off a lot of that by installing the cable ourselves, and we've installed pull strings and everything, so it should be a pretty easy install for us to do that type of work. So I'm hoping to get quite a bit under that yet. Electronic strike plates for the doors are very, they're expensive, but they're very convenient for anybody that, if it's a door that multiple people use, we have them here in the courthouse, so it's very nice to have those. We just have those on the most used doors in there, which is 6 doors. So, brick facing, that should be going on hopefully this week, weather permitting. So that's, drywalling should be done today. So it is moving along pretty good this week. So get it closed up. Last thing is I talked to Galen, the highway department. Guys are going to help with doing some grading and installing some concrete wall blocks. It'll be just on the southeast corner of the evidence area. There's a little driveway area there that goes south side. We always have so much trouble with all the rock running down the alley and running right in up to the building. So I checked with Yachts Concrete, and they have they're either a 6-foot block or a 3-foot block. So I think we'll put in about a 15-foot, 2-foot high wall on that southeast corner. So hopefully, weather permitting, that should work out good. So that's what I have for these.
So any extra costs will take out of the sheriff and chief deputy's salaries, right?
That sounds fine to me.
Okay, are you guys going to rock that lot then? Are they grading and everything along with putting that block
in? I'm going to see how much time we have. Behind the evidence is just still bare ground.
Because that might help with parking as the sheriff's department loses the parking out front here. Yeah. But, all right. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
We'll see you at noon.
Okay. Thank you.
Equalization.
Nothing.
Finance and insurance.
Large ticket items. Dell Marketing, Sheriff and Jail Computers, $14,390.83. Southeast Nebraska Adult Drug Court, County Share of the 1920 budget, $12,586.34. Jeffrey Ellis Thomas, Professional Legal Services, $19,035. Washington County Sheriff, Inmate Boarding and Medical, $15,191.84. Beatrice, Concrete, Sand and Gravel. Rock, Ice, Sand and Gravel, $26,956.10. Manili Wagner and Associates, Engineer Consulting, $17,402.72. NMC, Parts and Labor, Caterpillar, $16,591.14. Sat Brothers Fuel, $21,512.05.
Human Resource Employee Relations.
Sorry.
Law Enforcement Emergency Management.
Current zoning permit list, so that's there's, I've got three that are kind of pending. I still don't have enough, so the ones in yellow. I did want to report also on the findings. I did meet with Roger yesterday and Justin Huber, so there's a copy of the kind of the summary of determining what we need to do as we move forward with the amendment process and how we properly notify individuals. So We're placing discussion on our agenda for zoning December 10th to bring all of our board members, our commission members up to date. And then from that point, then we will schedule a hearing. So for the possible amendment.
You're meeting on December 10th. What time is that?
That is at 6:30. That's only to hear discussion for our members to go back through the revisions. That's based upon the two changes that they currently have given us, the one that's placed on file. So, any questions? Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.
Yep.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Sheriff.
Review from Monday's committee report. Not a lot there. We had our first canine sniff at school in Wymore for part of this week, and it came back all right and finding, so that's a good thing when that happens for us. We had the police department help us as well. We're going to have some belated medical bills coming from Bryan Hospital. They, for some reason, are putting a lot of these Medicaid reduction claims on the back burner, it's a low priority, to call it. So they'll be coming in. I don't know how late it's going to be. We've been trying to talk to supervisors and see what the holdup is. There's a stack of just more than just ours there. So if the finance committee sees what's coming across, that's what it's going to probably be, is because they're just not getting on the ball with it. And then I was looking at some lease options, see what's out there for vehicles next year. We're going to have to figure out, do something. So I'm just looking at some prices, and I think all I had was Ford, Mondi, GM, and Dodge working on that as well with me to see what's out there for that, whether we do the lease or not. But at least we'll have something to look at enough in advance so we can make some plans. One thing that's come up, Dave was going to try to stay here, but he's had to leave. I went down to the Weimar impound. We've talked about that off and on for a long time, about problems we're having in there, and it's getting bad. And so I made some calls, and they suggested we get two power vans with hemostats on them. They run about $180 a piece, and that should get the airflow going through there when humidity gets to a certain amount. But right now, the floor is wet and it's damp and mildewy smelling, and the ceiling just wet all the time. And they said that should take care of the problem because it's getting to be a real issue. Obviously, that money would come out of Dave's account normally, but because we're trying to hold up on that, use as much of that we can to offset over here. I'll probably just try to get that on my budget and get somebody hired to get on it, but we're still halfway decent and put those in because we're going to have to do something. That's getting bad.
How many square feet do you have down there, Sheriff?
Oh,
ish.
I'm trying to remember what that. You know how big a building in Gillen? Is it like 40 by 40, 30 by 40?
I think it's like 30 by 40, if I remember.
And about, what, 16-foot walls, I think, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Would it make more sense to bring this up and that stuff up into this evidence building and then just abandon that one or give it to the...
Well, I don't know. That, like in the discussion, I don't know what room we're going to have. Then if we do that with that stuff, that means that whole south side is going to have to be, the stuff's going to be moved into that. Now, we have some cars, one we have to have inside, and then we're going to figure out where to put everything on that south side then.
Because you've got one bay over in the Sheriff's Department yet that's full of stuff.
The far east garage is full of stuff.
If Weimar moved up here and that stuff moved over there and the stuff in the building now moved into that little garage, would that work?
We'd have to see if we can ever get, Roger and I talk about it once in a while, if we can get authorization when things are claimed, we can just sell things and clear up some, but we also have to go through the steps on that, obviously. But there's things been there for years, and we're just going to clear it out. We can do something with it. So I can talk to Evidence Techs and see what options are there. If I could at least get this site cleared out over here, we could probably make some things in, but it'll be questionable. Outside of that, that's really all I had to report on. So.
Any questions for the sheriff?
Yes, the leases that you looked at, what's the state bid prices on those vehicles?
I just was pulling up gate late yesterday afternoon. Depending on what you're looking at, anywhere from probably about 29,000 to 37,000, depending on what kind of vehicle you're looking at. I was looking at trucks, cars, SUVs, just trying to get a little bit of a sample of everything and see what's
Ford,
out there.
The Ford car is somewhere around.
They don't make the Ford car anymore. They call it the police interceptor. It's like what the city drives around, kind of like an Explorer.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's priced where?
No, I'm trying to remember. I think that was
on the state bid.
Probably low 30s. I think the most expensive was the Ford Expedition. Then you had the Dodge Durango and Explorer, and then you pick up some cars. And of course, it's been an option. You usually put the smaller engines in some of them, so if you add the engine you really need, that ups at about $1,800 to $2,000. So, we're just going to have to take a look at numbers and see what's more plowable for us, I guess, at some point in time, if we're going to try to lease or we're going to try to buy cars or why. But, and these, I think the ones looked at yesterday, I think they're good till the end of October 2020. Now there's a build-out time period you have to get in before that date's done, or you can't get it built for 2020. But at least we get some idea of what costs are. So. Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Road and Bridge.
Galen and Manelli drove the roads that are probable asphalt overlays next year, and some of them have significant transverse cracking that will need to be patched before that time. I assume that will start in the spring. They'll also check the bridge and concrete structures for repair replacement prior to mill overlay. And once that's complete, Mark will come to Road and Bridge and answer questions. And Galen then the shop foreman and Eric met with several cat reps 2 weeks ago, and they're going to get back to us on the motor grader repair, and the tone of that meeting was better, and there's a little more hope that they'll do something for that. They replaced some truss, some stringers on the Claytonia Bridge east of 28. They've been replaced, repaired, and waiting for the engineer to approve them, at which time the bridge will be open. For Galen, the bridge still is in rough shape and needs to stay on the replacement list.
Have we heard anything back from NMC?
Not yet.
Let's give them another week. We received a letter from BNSF on the Hickory Road project. That, of course, has been done and closed out. We had good news at the time of the railroad repair, which was 3 years late, that we were $8,000-some-odd under what they had bid to us. They came back, and that was incorrect. They applied the money to the wrong job and billed us from the wrong job. They've sent a letter that asks if we can pay that amount or if that road's closed. So we're going to send a letter back, barring any, the project is closed. We're going to send a letter back that says this project is closed out and there is not an account or funds for that money without any objection from the board. The only other thing I was going to ask is, fall, winter is upon us. Did we get gravel done this year?
No, we're on the fall gravel. I think we're on about number 6 township.
I'll repeat that just so you don't have to get up. We're on number 6 township for fall gravel. So this year we didn't make it through, and they are still hauling currently then. All right, that'll do committee reports. Up next, approve or disapprove resolution setting time, date, and place for a public hearing on the vacation of right-of-way on part of the northwest quarter section 19, Township 4 North, Range 6 East, and on part of the northeast quarter of section 24, Township 4 North, Range 5 East of the 6th PM TP Road.
19-37.
Resolution 19-37. And this, of course, is the TP Road Midlands look to abandon, and then they have another plan to get rid of that. That road was washed away. The first time that it was bad again in recent history was in 15, and then it, again, I believe, in 17, and they've been trying to deal with that ever since.
We need to give 2 weeks or 30 days notice to set this public hearing.
We can set the public hearing right away, but we have to advertise you have to be 3 weeks out. We have to advertise it 3 times. So,
right,
yeah, so it'll
I
be a month.
A motion that we do it in a month?
Yep.
4 weeks? No.
Sorry.
Not this board meeting, but the next. I didn't know if we could do the next one. Or
no, we have to advertise 3 consecutive.
So in a month, and I guess in 4 weeks of the next board meeting.
18.
Probably
18.
That motion, Matt?
Yes, that'd be a motion.
Second.
In 4 weeks.
Moved by Bauman, second by Lytle.
Before we vote on that, we should be clear which day that board meeting is going to be held.
I was going to say December 18th. That would be.
Yes, is that the 18th?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do December. No, wait. Is that right? What's today? The 20th?
The 20th, but I can't get it in for a.
Can we do the 18th?
Okay.
18th?
Yeah, I can get it in.
Moved by Bauman, second by Lytle, to set the public hearing for Resolution 19-37 on December 18th at
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Let me see here, just a second. Yeah, that should work.
At 9 o'clock in the morning. We do have letters from Midland and Blakely requesting that we abandon this rotor.
Do we want to say 9:15? That would give you time to get through your committee reports.
Okay, now let's do 9:15.
Whatever you like.
If you set a time, we have to follow it, so then you just break. So
that would be December 18th at 9:15.
She doesn't like 9 o'clock. She likes 9 Whatever you need.
Okay, it's my birthday, so humor me that day. Not today, not on that day. So behave.
Any additional discussion on setting the public hearing for TP Road abandonment? Seeing none, vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove settlement agreement and general release for Amber Hamilton claim. And do you want to go on to this, Counselor?
Yeah, I'll just give it. Most of you may recall this, back in March of 2017, the clerk received a demand letter for $500,000 in regard to accident been taken by a couple of deputies that were serving a warrant for arrest. A few days later, we got an updated claim letter for $600,000. We did notify our insurance carrier, NIRMA, and proceed with an investigation, basically getting reports from the sheriff's office, collecting video and other evidence. Since that time, we've had some sporadic contact with the attorney and negotiated settlement amounts. And just recently, that was renewed, basically in consultation with our carrier, as well as looking at the case law out there and what had happened that particular evening. They did agree to a $2,500 settlement. And again, I would basically, as a county attorney, I would recommend to you that that is a very reasonable settlement. Again, the agreement provides that we're not admitting any liability. This will take care of every potential lawsuit. I'm not covering the state on this one, obviously. The cost of litigation in federal court would cover the filing fees. So I would recommend that to you. If you get any other questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Yes.
Moved by Bauman, second by Lytle, to approve the settlement agreement. Any other discussion? Vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for the good of the order? Seeing none, we will. I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle.
Sit there.
Second by Dorn. Vote. 7 in favor. We are adjourned at 9:13 on the clock.
He's still in the door, at least.